Okay, today we're continuing in the 8th parak of Masechta Nedarim, and we are up to Paraches Mishnah Zayin. So the Mishnah gives examples of Nedarim that are not to be interpreted literally. It should be a kodim on me to get hanar from you. If you do not come and take from me as a gift for your children, one quart of wheat and two barrels of wine. Meaning I absolutely insist that you give this to your children. So a lot of wheat and a lot of wine, and therefore I want you to take it as a gift for your children, not for yourself. So which is the best way to honor another person is by taking care of their kids, and the guy refuses to take the stuff. So you could be made for the neder without going to a chacham. Normally only a chacham or a beis din could be made for a neder, but over here it's not necessary. And the friend says to him, klum martel mekvodi zehu kvodi. Did you say this, that you insist that I take this for any other reason than to honor me? This is my honor to not take it from you. You only took it because you wanted to show honor to me, but I'm telling you, I am more honored by refusing the gift than I would be by accepting the gift. We have an expression that Ritzono Shel Adam Zehu Kvodo. Whatever a person wants is the definition of kavod for that person. At least similarly, if you take a neder, you're not allowed to get enough from me. It may not above enough. If you don't come and give my son a large amount of wheat and wine, Remeir Omer. So Remeir says Asra Shiitein. He's not allowed to get enough from him until he gives him the wheat and the wine to the son, because we interpret the neder based on what he said, and that's what he said. Remeir agrees in the first case of the Mishnah that it's not going to take effect, even though the friend didn't accept the gift, because over there it's clearly just trying to honor the other guy, and you honored him even though he was mochel. But in this case, Remeir holds no one would demand a gift for himself unless you really wanted it. So we have no choice but to understand the neder literally. And if he doesn't actually receive the gift, then the neder is going to be chal. But even this neder doesn't have to be taken literally. The omerlo, he could just say to him, "Hare ani ki'ilu is kabalti." It says, "If I received the gift from you, I wanted the gift for my own benefit, so that it would be easier for me to support my son. So since I'm telling you, it's kilu, it's kabalti, I don't need it anymore, and I'm fine." If people were begging somebody to marry his sister's daughter, and he didn't want to, and he said, what she will ever get hana from me is a kona, I mean, she's never allowed to get hana from me. He takes a neder. If someone divorces his wife, and he says, my wife should be an Isser Neder to ever get benefit from me, meaning so therefore he'll never be able to remarry her. Those women are allowed to get benefit from him. He only meant to take a neder for the Isser to prevent himself from marrying these women, but he didn't really mean that they can never get any hana from him, because we could see based on context he was just trying to refuse the marriage. Similarly, if someone is begging somebody to eat a meal as his guest, Amar Konul Beis Chasheni Nichli says, I take a neder that your house is an Isser Neder on me. Tipas Son in Sheni Toim Lach. I'm not going to taste a drop of your cold water. Mutil Konus Lebeis of the Shtos Menet Sonin. You could go into the guy's house and you could drink his water. Shonin Skavinzel, Lishum Achil Vishtia. He only meant the neder to include eating and drinking a larger amount, you know, having a real meal, because that was the context. The context was he was being invited for a real meal. So even though his words were, I'm not going to enter your house and I'm not going to drink a drop of water, he didn't really mean entering the house and drinking a drop of water. Okay, now we move on to the 9th parak of Maseches Nedarim. So parak tes Mishnah Aleph. A neder can be, you could be made for a neder through a Pesach. So we're going to talk about various Pesachim through which you could be made for a neder, and what is what would be a kosher way to do so, and what would not be a kosher way to do so. And essentially what Pesach means, that the chacham that you go to asks you whether there was something that is not good about this neder that you hadn't expected and would have stopped you from taking the neder in the first place if only you would have thought of it. So if you can identify such a reason for not having made the neder, then that's a Pesach, and based on that Pesach we can be made for the neder. And that means that retroactively the neder never existed. interested, because the Pesach shows that, you know, that you were not entering the neder with the full requisite level of das. So Rabbi Lezer Omer, Rabbi Lezer says, poskin the adam b'kvod av v'imo. One common form of a Pesach is the honor of his father and mother. Meaning we say, if when you took the neder, you would have realized that people are going to, you know, humiliate your parents, that you have a child, that they have a child who's irresponsibly takes nedarim. Would you have made the neder knowing that it's going to bring dishonor to your parents? So Rabbi Lezer says that's a good Pesach. L'cham Moshe and L'cham say that is not a good Pesach, because no one would ever say, yeah, I don't really care about my parents. Even if it's true that he doesn't really care about his parents, no one would ever say that. So we can't really know whether his answer is honest or not. I'm Rabbi Tzadik. Rabbi Tzadik says, Ad sheposkin l'b'kvod av v'imo, yiftchol b'kvod ha'makom. Forget about the kavod of his parents. What about the kavod of the Ribbono Shel Olam? I mean, what if we would have said, if you would have known how terrible it is and how HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at people who take Nedarim, would you have made this Neder? Of course, Rabbi Lezer would agree that such a Pesach is certainly going to be a valid Pesach, because no one would... certainly not going to be a valid Pesach, because no one would ever say that they disrespect HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they don't care what HaKadosh Baruch Hu thinks. So if based on the covenant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not a valid Pesach, so based on the covenant of his parents should also not be a valid Pesach for the same reason. So the Mishnah says, no, we could defend Rabbi Eliezer that there's a difference between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his parents. Im kein ein nedarim, because if we were to go based on the honor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then there would never be a binding neder, because every single neder has that Pesach, as opposed to parents, where it's not every neder has that Pesach. Umodim Cham Rabbi Lazar, and the Cham agreed to Rabbi Lazar, b'davar shebeino levenov v'imo, that her son made a neder about something that relates to his relationship with his parents, meaning he asked his parents from getting an offer from him, sheposkin l'b'kvod av v'imo, that in that case, it's a valid Pesach to say, if you would have known that it's going to bring such dishonor to your parents, because a direct neder against his parents, you show that you don't really care about your parents. So he would say, yeah, I don't care about my parents, you know, in response to that Pesach, because we see he has said that in the past. So if he now says, oh, if I would have realized this level of dishonor, I wouldn't have done it, that is in fact a valid Pesach. So let's review what we learned today. So in the last Mishnah of the 8th parak of Maseches Nedarim, we said that if a person says a neder that I'm not going to get anav from you if you don't take this gift from me for your children, so you could be made for the neder shalal pichacham, because we assume that he just wanted to show kavod, and the person being mochel, he got his kavod. And on the other way around, it's a machlokas, that if you say that you're not allowed to get anav from me if you don't give me this gift, so Rameir says then the gift actually has to be given. Whereas the Chum say that now you can be made for that even Shalal Pichacham as well. If they were trying to get a guy to marry his niece and he said that I take a neder, she can never get hana from me. Or he divorced his wife and he said I take a neder, she can never get hana from me. They are allowed to get hana from him. He really just meant that he's not going to marry them. If you're trying to get someone to eat a meal at your house and he says I take a neder that I'm never going to enter your house, I'm never going to have a drop of water, he's allowed to enter the house, he's allowed to have a drop of water, he's just not allowed to have a large meal, because that's what they were actually trying to get him to do. In Perek Tes Mishnah Aleph, we said that Rabbi Lazar holds you could a valid form of Pesach is to ask a person if you would have known that it would be such dishonor to your parents. The Chum say that is not a valid form of Pesach, because no one would ever admit that he would be willing to dishonor his parents. So the Rabbi Tzadok just attacks Rabbi Lazar. He says if you can use that as a valid form of Pesach, then you should be able to use the honor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a valid form of Pesach, and that would make no neder ever valid. But we said that even the Chum agree that it's a valid form of Pesach to ask about the honor of the parents if the neder was against the parents, because then you see that in the past the person was not so nervous about dishonoring his parents. Okay, Bezrim, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Tes, Mishnah Beis.